first come to London, when George the Fourth were king. He'd been his army, man and boy, for 20 year come spring. The troops were lined up on parade, and Sergeant says, "Hey, Sam, tonight I goes on sentry go at Palace, Buckingham." So off goes Sam to Palace gates, his chest puffed out with pride. With musket on his shoulder, he walks up and down outside. A crowd soon thronged around him and caused a fearful jam. Some come to look at King and Queen, some come to look at Sam. Sam stood there cold and haughty-like, with dignity sublime. Some asks, "Were you at Waterloo?" And some asks, "What's the time?" When suddenly from out of crowd, a chap walks bold and straight. He crosses reach in front of Sam and tries to open gate. Old Sam says, "Halt!" "And who goes there?" "Whose thee does thou suppose?" The stranger answers, "George the Fourth. I live in here, thou knows." Old Sam says, "Just to think I'm daft. Don't try to tell me that. If thou art king, then where's thee crown? Thou'rt wearing bowler hat." "That's right," said King. "That's right enough. It's strange to thee, no doubt. But I put on bowler hat because it were raining when I comed out." "Oh, well," said Sam, "I suppose you're right. I didn't know it were thee." The king says, "No offence, my lad. Come in for a cup of tea." "I'd like a cup of tea," said Sam. "I don't mind if I do." The queen pours cup of tea and says, "How many lumps, Sam? 2? They chatted there for half an hour, when knock come at the door. The king, he goes, and finds the Duke of Wellington there for sure. "Good afternoon," said Duke of Wellington. "Is Sam with thee?" "Aye, is and all," said King. "He's having a cup of tea." "Well, that's a pretty thing," said Duke. "That's pretty, I declare." He catches sight of Sam and says, "Sam, what's they doing in there?" Sam comes at door all gumpy-like and red as anything. I'm doing nothing, Duke," he cries, "but having tea with King." "I thought as there was summat up," the Duke coldly replied, "because I see thee musket leaning against rails outside. Some clumsy chap had knocked it down. It give me quite a scare. So I stooped down and picked it up, seeing as thee weren't there." "You stooped and picked me musket up," said Sam. "Well, I declare. And thee with thy lumbago too. I'll bet it made thee swear." "I'll not wait for second cup," said Sam. "I'll come with thee. So good night, both your majesties, and long live both your majesties. And when thou's next in Lancashire, thou's tea with me."